can I trust myself to say anything of importance to somebody who is, see all the information that she gave me, that it's me and my fiancé that she heard from level, that it's me and my fiancé have carried, me and my fiancé, you know, how that magically have packed all the money and are planning to run out of the country and all of that. So now with this kind of thing, now, I cannot, it's very, 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 very difficult.
See, okay.
So, yeah.
Let me tell you, you see this damage control. You see, I started begging you 3 weeks ago or 1 month ago when I discovered this. Damage control can only push it forward. But you see, it there's no solution. For instance, let me ask you one question now. I wanted to ask you yesterday. How much do you think by capital you are owing?
By capital?
Yeah.
It's almost 10 billion.
Is no, let's be very, very, very certain. Is it up to are you convinced that it is up to 10 billion? It is no more than 10 billion.
I have to look at the thing, but I am sure that it's not less than 10 billion.
Mm-hmm. Because you told me only on 31st that you had the paid up to 2 billion.
Yes,
so,
only on 31st. But you know that as payment were, you know now when people pay, we have said. So right now, 40, how many days? 43,
Michael.
44 days payment to deal with.
You will do this for me. Do you want, I will tell you three things today. I have not said it before. Why I have not been talking to anybody? Because anything I say, they will change it. And that is why I started saying they should call you. Because I was tired of talking. Because if I say this one, the next thing I'll hear you, what them back. I say this, that's why I was tired of talking. And people in this period keep saying, I should stand by you. Me, as I'm here, I'm a dead man. I'm so emaciated. But I don't want to, I'm still trying to hold on. If you follow these things, I'll tell you, I will stand by you. But if you don't follow them, I will talk very soon. If you can kill me, you kill me. But I'm not trusting anybody. But if you don't follow them, I will talk very soon. Because as I'm here, I'm dying already. So I better talk and get arrested and die. Or they take me to jail than to keep living this life. I can't go out. I can't do anything. I'm so in fears. If I even hear siren, like this, my heart skips. So I can't continue like this again. You will go and sit down and look at your account balance and be sure of how much. If it's 10 billion, then I'm not sure our problem is too much. If it's not up to 15 billion, I'm still not sure our problem is too much. But if it is more than 15 billion, which I'm suspecting that me, my prediction is it's up to 30 billion.
I'll check. Don't worry,
I'm listening. Now, it is from how much you are owing that we can now know. Because if we are predicting that you are making, for instance, from Forex trade, you are making 10%. And then you say you want to pay every Friday. You are looking at paying about 80 to 100 million. That is if the boys take their percentage. Therefore, how long will 100 million sort out 10 billion? 10 weeks will give us 10 weeks will give us 1 billion. So you need 100 weeks to sort out 10 billion. So how long can we cool this down? So that is not an option. You can't hold this pressure down that much, except one. The only two things you can do which I can tell people that are in good places. If you surrender and you come out and talk, and then you express your intention, your coverage, let me tell you, are you listening? And then I don't want you to go out and do this thing on your own, though, because you might enter trouble. Your coverage and confession can give you, your confession can give you a coverage. Why? If you are under the DSS or EFCC, maybe let's use the word arrest, for instance, but you took yourself there, your crime is limited. And then your cover, meaning you're in their custody. You can stay there as long as you want and nobody will harm you. But you see this hide and seek, it will not work. If you are doing, say you want to hide or stay this year, except you leave this country. That is the only option. But if you leave this country, they will trace you and they will kill you. So
I don't even plan to run away.
Beautiful. So
I am not even trying to. I am not even. I was speaking to someone that said, and I told the person that if it gets worse, things get worse, that I will personally. I'm not telling like that. I will personally walk to any police station or whatever and tell them, arrest me and jail me for life.
Two.
But the reason I am, what is concerning me right now. What is concerning me right now is what is going to happen to several families. My intentions was right from the beginning, but I'm sure it did not have what I'm sure that things meddled up and whatever.
So I don't want to push blame on you because, like, yes, I don't want to push any blame on you. All you I'm saying now is so that these things see. First of all, what you are going, the way you can disintegrate many families is to be, if you tell people the real truth and then tell people your intentions and then disentangle everybody, because first of all, you have implicated everybody from the Menokwino to Mio to, to them calling so to them Egano. You have implicated people, have lost their jobs. A lot of people have been suspended. People have been arrested. So the better you let everybody understand that it is not those people's fault. This was my intention. I missed it along the line. But my appeal to you is the damage control is not helping anything.
So you're saying I should post this?
Don't post. If you are ready, I will start making calls now. And then we can make it, we can grant, look for a way. I will call people living in media. There is how you come out, it will be very heroic. And you might be shocked. I told you that if you post this thing here, because the only way this thing here had all the stuff, and I was telling you that night, is because you went and, the why this, your post was not too strong, was because it went well. But why it wasn't too strong was because you went and entangled Swiss Golden and the bank again. You would have just done your thing normal. I said do it normally, because you're talking about 25th June, which you already had said you left Swiss Golden in on your birthday, also before your birthday. You have already declared in May that we have left Swiss Golden, and then you're talking about Swiss Golden again. It didn't make any sense, and people are, and then Swiss Golden had replied, so. I can call one or two people that have big access. That way, then if you state how you want to pay and all of that, and then we can do a campaign. People can come out. I can personally go out and do campaigns. The families you are talking about, all of that, the more you keep quiet, the more you push this thing here, the more you are destroying homes and other things. People are even fainting, collapsing, some are dying. So it is better you come out and state your intentions and tell the sincere truth. But I don't want it on this broadcast again. Let me call one or two people And people can come out and support the okay, it was a noble cause. Let's not continue like this. Find out how much are you owing. If it's 10 billion, it is 15 billion. Don't pick calls again. Collect it. Me, I don't even want to go to church. Collect it. Okay, this money is 15 billion. It's 20 billion. If it's 15 billion, trust me, there is a way out. But where I'm scared is from 20 billion, 30 billion. I will make some calls because since now some people are, that are close to me have been saying dissociate. Write a note. Go and meet a lawyer. I said I don't know what to do because I can't do that at this stage now. I don't feel like I can't do that at this stage now. Sometimes they push me so hard that I say okay, I'm going to do. Throughout last night, I've been lying down and crying because whatever control you are coming up with, it cannot work. It cannot work. But if the people know, the sympathizers support, something might just come out.
Okay.
So, do this. Take your time now. Maybe till 12:01. Find out. What do you think is the sum total of people's capital? Because everybody's asking me, okay, where is the money? I don't know what to say. That's where, when they ask me, I said, like, Michael is short of cash. And then they now ask, okay, where is the money they invested? I don't know what to answer. I said, okay, ask Michael. That's where you see people say they have problem. Are you not this thing? I say, no, please ask Michael. Because I don't know what to say. Jada Tutu said that you said that the money was invested in Forex and Forex has not started paying. I just said, God, which kind of this thing here. If we continue like this.
Please, that one is the one thing that was. I did not say that. I didn't say that at all. See, that's what I'm saying, that that's what I'm saying, that talking to people now is very confusing. I said that most of the money is in forex, and that we the way the forex comes out is weekly, stuff like that. And even though I was still saying that because I don't know who to talk to, as in I'm just confused, very very confused. But
Michael, before we proceed,
this is your option. I don't mind because it's the last lap. There's nothing to do again. I'm just confident that this will be a way out, but I want it to happen in such a way that I want it to happen in such a way that it will come out like you said. Because all I'm after is that it should end up by people still getting back their money.
Well, that is one. But the first thing is so that people don't get wriggled in this. Because the only way you save people's life and family lives, whether it ends with money or no, is to make sure, because the gist everywhere is that you connived with your team, and which is not true. So when they see it, and so now, and I beg you, I say stop investment. It's only going to increase the debt. Stop investment. You refuse, and people are still investing. But let's leave that one. But my question to you is, first of all, what were you thinking of? Let me understand very well. As in, when you did this, what were you thinking of? Because that is where I'm still not understanding. Because how can a man put himself, his family, and put every other person on this line? What were you thinking of?
Well, what was I thinking of when I started this?
Yes, when you started making this a Ponzi.
When I started making it a Ponzi. The intention was not to make this a Ponzi. It just happened that I was praying that while Because, like I said, we had gone too far. Wherever it says a point of no return. Now, I was praying that as this is coming on, as we are going to that, I will see something else which we could go into that could actually start running the investment. But my prayer was that if funds can come in higher, that we could have savings for whatever investment until it gets to the point that it's actually the investment that is now being. Because when I discovered that the plan I had could not support this, it was too late. It was just too late.
But why didn't you say to anybody? Why didn't you talk?
Because you don't understand. The problem was, I had committed a lot. I was still very hopeful.
Mike, in all humility and sincerity, you have done well, though. But let me tell you the truth. The fact that you could not even confide in me, you could not tell anybody, it is what has landed you here. Because if you at least had told one or two people, how can you say you were hoping, and the time you realized it was too late? From the first day you moved, you would have talked to one or two people. First of all, what knowledge do you have in investment? Let me tell you the fact that you don't have any knowledge in investment. The two lands in Abuja and Calabar I have bought, till today, you have not seen one. If you go, I keep reading the messages I sent to you in March. And I started in March and you called me. The message is still in my phone. You called me vehemently. When I look at that message, I say, God was talking then. I said, if we don't do something, we are heading for destruction. Go and read that message in March. And you say, if you don't know what to talk, don't send me those conversations. Do you know what I used to do behind me this year? From then, I started sensing that there was an issue. But you refused to open up. If you had this in here, it was from that match that these things would have been sorted out. And it would have been a lower say. If you were owing 100 million, 500 million, it would have been a different case. So. Billions. Now you have dragged more than 5,000, 10,000 Nigerians into the pit. How are you going to ever recover from this? Even if they jail you, this kind of thing, nobody jails you because jailing you is a waste. This kind of thing, nobody jails you. So, well, if you check that now, I'll call somebody and make one or two inquiries. And then, I don't know, but you have to go all out. You have to go all out. EFCC has not called you, Abi.
Calls have been coming, but I've not been picking. So I don't know, but nobody has sent a text that is yes.
Then what am I supposed to say? Did the bank freeze your account?
No, they have not.
Did the bank send you any message to close your account?
First bank, the DTB did.
DTB did.
That was. Yes, now that was last week. Before even this discussion we had. DTB last week, today is a new week, okay, week before last. So that was the thing that got me, that's when I got really rattled, that there's something wrong, I'm up there.
No, it's because they know that you are going down now, so they cannot...
No, that was the time they sent they did the freezing on that, they sent me a message on that freezing on that, immediately after that first. Immediately after that 31st. And the excuse for it was that, that CBN gave a directive that all accounts affiliated with Swiss Golden should be closed down. That's exactly what they told me. And I was like, so, but we are not doing Swiss Golden. We are not affiliated to I said, no, that there are a lot of people who are still making payments that day and were tagging Swiss gold. So that was, so that's where I was coming from, the banks. That was where I was coming from. Then the Diamond Bank that I told to transfer money to me, was taking them almost three, because that was the 200 I wanted to use to add for the trading. I was taking them a long time. So I think I just, everything was just happening too fast at the same time.
Do that work now, and then how long will it take you to collect?
Actually, I'm just going to look at the bank statement will be able to tell me now.
Oh, yeah. Don't just take a call. I'm not sure I want to go to church, but take this in here. Let me call somebody now, and then you call me back as soon as you're done.